British horse race betting levy to remain unchanged. The UK government will keep the horse race betting levy at its current rate. Horse race betting levy decision. The Department for Culture, Media and Sport, DCMS, has confirmed that the statutory horse race betting levy will not be altered following a long-running review, a decision that has been met with strong criticism from the racing industry. Ministers cited wider gambling tax reforms in the 2025 autumn budget and an earlier government review completed in April 2024 as reasons for maintaining the status quo. Introduced in 1961 through the Betting Levy Act and modernized in 2017, the levy requires bookmakers to pay 10% of gross profits on British racing once profits exceed a certain threshold. In 2025, the levy raised £11.2 million. Ministers, including Minister of State for Media, Tourism and Creative Industries, Ian Murray, told Parliament that the decision reflects the government's assessment that the current framework continues to support a productive link between betting firms and British racing. Gambling Minister Baroness Twycross emphasized that the 2025 autumn budget's restructuring of betting taxes influenced the decision. The budget raised the general betting duty from 15% to 25%, from April 2027, while preserving a 15% rate for horse race betting. Government documents and ministers have also rejected proposals to extend the levy to bets on overseas racing, saying cross-border enforcement and the structure of international markets make such an extension impractical under current legislation. Industry response and next steps. The British Horse Racing Authority, BHA, and other racing stakeholders reacted sharply. BHA Chief Executive Brant Dunche said the sector had engaged in prolonged negotiations and supplied evidence of widening financial strain. He said, "It is disappointing that it has taken almost 3 years to determine there should be no change in the levy rate." Throughout these protracted negotiations, British horse racing engaged with the government in good faith, providing clear evidence of a substantial and growing gap between our costs of providing the sport and the return we receive from betting. In its pre-budget advice to the Treasury, DCMS warned that unless a carve-out for racing was accompanied by an increase in the horse race betting levy, racing would be unlikely to feel any benefit. Yet today's statement leaves unexplained why the department now believes no change is necessary, just months after the budget recognized racing's cultural and economic importance. The BHA highlighted comparative funding models overseas, noting French and Irish racing receive roughly 7.7% and 8.4%, respectively, from betting revenues. And the gap between those figures and what British racing receives from betting compared with under 3% in Britain. Officials argue this shortfall is compounded because many UK bettors place wagers on international fixtures, effectively subsidizing rival jurisdictions. Bookmakers and industry trade groups have signaled a cautious welcome for the certainty offered by the decision. Representatives from major operators, including firms headquartered in the UK and Gibraltar, stressed the importance of regulatory stability while urging collaborative reforms around fixture scheduling and welfare investment. Independent analysts say the setback is likely to intensify internal debates within the sport. Key organizations such as the Jockey Club, Arena Racing Company, and the Racecourse Association have differing priorities, from commercial partnerships to governance reform. Some industry figures say legal or legislative options could be revisited if the funding gap continues to widen. E-Race Betting Levy Board, HBLB, the BHA, and racecourse owners are expected to press for renewed engagement with ministers and to publish more detailed financial modeling showing the levy's impact on prize money, breeding, and equine welfare. The coming months will test whether the sector can translate frustration into a unified plan that persuades policymakers to reopen the levy review or deliver alternative funding measures.